Guess I gotta sync it on both, but just let me double check I have everything I need to have on here so that it's actually recording. I'm hoping this is actually picking it up. It should be picking it up, but this is gonna be kind of a different episode than the usual. This one is just gonna be like life as a trying to be a veteran and being a content creator at the same time. So let's just hop into that, I guess. So I guess off the top of my head, this isn't something I would usually thinking of doing, or just having an episode where it's just like chatting with people and letting them know how things are going. We did do our post 1 year, out of the military service kind of episode, and that one had its insights. It had its things about it. This is going towards year two now of being out, and I've been in graduate school, so that's taking part of a lot of the time. So episodes ain't getting cranked out as much as I would like to, because you got paperwork to do, you got essays to write, school stuff. It's difficult, and at the same time, it's just trying to, do different things. As a content creator, it's kind of difficult when you have a lack of time to do things. So you try to put together things as best you can when you can. It's not a I'm able to do this all the time kind of thing. It's a when I'm able to, I can try to push out what I want to do or try to get in a little bit of work, which doesn't always happen because of the fact that it's like you start getting so many ideas as to what you want to do, what you want to produce, what you want to create, what you want to teach people, what you want people to learn from you. And all that stuff gets tied into and it becomes a whole mess of stuff. There's just so much ideas, so many thoughts. Some you write down, some you forget. Like the Kanye line, where it's like most of the stuff I wrote, I can't even, I forget how he says it. But I know Kanye has that line in his song that is basically more. The things he's thought of that he hasn't been able to write down has been better than the stuff that other people have created or have even thought of. I'm not saying that my stuff is just better created and stuff, like I still got a lot to learn, but that goes into the process of being a veteran and also being a content creator. So on the veteran side, you have learning about your benefits, learning about entitlements, learning about what you're able to obtain, how to use your GI Bill, how to apply for federal jobs or GS jobs, how to use different resources or get exemptions from your state property tax or get a license plate or get a disability plate or a permanently disabled claim done. And it's just like it continues to add on and add on and add on. And most people don't realize that as a veteran, you do go through stuff even though you're not in the service anymore. The structure isn't there like it used to be. So it's a lot of the stuff it's like you're learning on your own, or you're reaching out to people that may know more, or shit, like y'all right now, y'all on YouTube right now, just checking this out. And if y'all listening to it, y'all gonna get hopefully some insight and see the different things and the different phases of being a veteran and trying to create content. Like I said, it was going through disability claims and then trying to help and assist other people with disability claims is a whole nother thing. My first video that I made, it was just like, hey, let me get something that would assist people. And the first thing I thought of was like, hey, the disability rates. That video ended up getting like about almost 93,000 views. And it was just because it was information that I, as a veteran, was looking for, like, hey, how much am I gonna get paid if I'm at this percent? But what if I get to this percent? What if I submit this claim and get higher or get a 10% bump up? How much does that change it? And it just like affects you because it's like you got to plan for the future. You got to plan for what you're able to do. The GI Bill, that's something that doesn't get explained enough, but it is a useful resource. You get to go to school and they pay you to go to school. most people don't realize, though, that it's not only going to universities. You can get it for trade schools. You could go become an electrician. You can become an HVAC technician. You can become a plumber. You can be an electrician. You can learn how to do all these trades. You can become a mechanic, shit, if you really wanted to. And it's stuff that people don't understand. It's like you can use the GI Bill to get those things done. There's also the VRE, the Vocational Rehabilitation for Employment program, which most people don't even know about either. Is like you can use that and it doesn't even use your GI Bill, but you get skills or get trained in a craft that you want to do to get employment in that job field. So there's things like that people don't understand, that it's just like as you're going as a veteran, you're still learning. Same thing as content creating. You're still learning. It's like you develop the ability to learn, because some of us got time to use. Some people got out, started working. Some people got out, went to school. Some people got out, don't work. Shit, I don't work, but I got my kids to take care of. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I take care of the stuff around the house. It's like, is it weird? Yes. Is it different? Yes. Am I grateful for it? Hell yeah. I get to spend time with my kids. I get to take them home, bring them back, you know, take them to school, that stuff that I wasn't able to do. And I've spoken on that before, but being a veteran, also trying to assist other veterans, is a different story. I've had a couple other people already reach out to me just for information. I've had people on my live shows reach out to me, and I've given them information or just different insights or a different way of looking at things in order to let people understand, like, hey, being a veteran is not a one-stop shop. There's a lot of research that goes into it. There's a lot of information that you don't obtain just because you become a veteran. The information isn't readily available. There's no pamphlet. There's no handout. There's no how-to book that veterans receive when they get out. Maybe that's something they should come up with or something like that, especially when it comes to the state that they're going out to. Because, like, with the worksheet I'm working on an Excel sheet worksheet. And that worksheet basically encompasses, I'm trying to put all the information that I've been able to find and be able to notify veterans of what their benefits are within the state that they reside in. Because each state is different. As I like to say, no states are created equal. Some states got benefits where you get state property tax exemptions, you get retirement pay exemptions, you get free hunting licenses, or fishing licenses. You get certain license plates. You don't have to pay for the registration of your license plates. If you're a disabled veteran or a Purple Heart recipient or Medal of Honor recipient, you don't have to pay like ongoing. You don't have to pay those fees. So it's like each state has its own benefits. And then especially when it comes to taxes, like it is tax season. It's always tax season every year. Those exemptions that, you know, a couple of hundred thousand. Now, I wouldn't say 100,000, but a couple of $1,000 here, a couple of $1,000 there, 100 here, 100 there. That it ends up adding up and it makes a difference in a veteran's life. So those are things that is just like trying to create content to help show veterans like, hey, there is information here that you don't know about, you haven't heard about, you should look into, and it'll benefit you. Stuff that'll benefit your spouse or your dependents, your kids. That's information that most people don't know. There are certain tax exemptions that if you pass and it's service connected, or even if you just pass because you were a veteran, you can pass on those tax exemptions to your spouse, to your wife or your husband. And some states even have it that the kids can hold on to that even after the mom passes. But like I said, each state is different. So that's something that is just like working on trying to create that is different. Filing a disability claim, that's a whole nother issue when it comes to people understanding that, where you need documentation. Some people, it's like, hey, you have the criteria or you have the ailments to show that, hey, you're hurt. You went through some stuff. You got stuff you dealt with. This is documented in your military service. A lot of the times, most of that stuff wasn't documented in your military service. And that's why I've gone on rants about just how medical is important while you're on active duty. So active duty service members need to pay attention to what is going into their records. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to stay in for the majority of your life. You might do 20-something years, maybe 30-something years. Shit, there was a National Guard person that just retired after 40 years in the service. You still got life to live after that. it's not like life just ends after that. So becoming a veteran is a whole different issue, because it's like within the military, they bring you up and they show you the things like, hey, this is how you do things. This is what I need for you to do. This is how you're going to do it, depending on who's leading you. But this has to be done. This is, you get your pay, you get your BAS, you get your BAH, you get your clothing allowance. That's something that you get yearly and it's automatically done. Once you get out of the service, a lot of people don't realize that that doesn't happen. You don't got free health care. You got to pay for insurance. You do get Champ VA if you get to 100% permanent and total, or total and permanent. I always miss those two around. But that's something that people don't understand. That's why people strive to get to 100%. Some people are struggling to get to certain percentages because they don't know how to file a claim or how to document a claim. Some people, like I have with the video I made, is just like, hey, I created a video explaining how to do VA math. Why? Because most people don't understand what their actual percentage is. If you don't know what your percentage is, you don't know how much you need to get to 100%, or what you can lift up, or what might get decreased. And that's also a possibility and a risk for certain people, that they might file again and they might decrease what they're getting. They might not get what they thought they were getting, and they lose out on that. And people don't understand that. There's a lot when it comes to claims. There's a lot when it comes to nexus letters or buddy statements or documentation or imagery. Just information that isn't provided to people that they don't know. And that's something as a veteran I learned kind of the hard way, but I made sure to research beforehand. And that's something that it came to, okay, why don't we try to create something for this or make something that can work? Hey, I use YouTube. Most people use YouTube. Most of the time they Google something, they try to find information, or they go to YouTube, say like, hey, how do you do this? And I figured, hey, let me make a video like how much you gonna get paid, or the proposed rate for the following year. Got a lot of hits, got a lot of views, got a lot of negative feedback, got a lot of positive feedback. Some people were just thanking me. It was like, hey man, thanks for this, because I was looking for it and didn't find anything that had all this information in one place. Or it was just people like, oh, you misleading soldiers or misleading veterans by the information you're providing. Mind you, I was off by 0.1. My video was at 3.1 of a raise. We got a 3.2 raise. So did I get any apologies, anything back? No, I actually had to ban a couple of people from the channel because of the fact that people just wanted to be rude and unruly just because they thought I was misleading. But if they actually read, which most veterans don't like to do, and yeah, I'm calling y'all out. Y'all don't like to read. Y'all don't like to do research. Y'all just got so used to being given things and being like force fed to stuff that y'all think that's how it's going to work with the VA. And people don't understand that you are a veteran. You got to fend for yourself. There's no somebody else is taking care of me. It's you're taking care of yourself. When it comes to the VA, getting appointments done, getting your checkups done, just getting seen just to make sure you're okay, or going to behavioral health, talking to a therapist, talking to a counselor, like all those things add up. And it's just like it gets overwhelming at times for certain veterans and shit. It is an overwhelming thing just to be a veteran. Some people assist, some people don't. Some people don't give a rat's ass about a damn veteran. It's like, oh, you served, whoop-de-doo, be on your way, get a job. I was like, what? I was like, some people care about it. Some people was like, hey, they support the troops. It's always support the troops. And then sometimes when those support the troops people should be helping or can be helping, they don't help. So it's like a funny situation. It's just like you're a veteran. Some people understand you and look at you differently because you're a veteran in a good way. And then some people, if they don't know you're a veteran, they still look at you a different way. But that's a bad thing sometimes in places that you at, that it's just like, oh, once they hear you're a veteran, oh, you're cool now. But you were the same person before that, but you weren't cool then. So which one is it? And that's the other episode too. Like, is it thank you or fuck you for your service? Because it's just like, you do what you can, you volunteer, you're doing something that most people don't choose to do, don't want to do. Definitely some people got drafted to do it, and that was back in the day. But nowadays, most people don't want to do it. Tension numbers are low. Well, people suck within the military, and then people see that and they don't want to join something that they see people don't even want to stay in. So it's just like that hurts things too. But at the same time, it's like you're a veteran now. Now you got yourself to deal with. You don't got no squad leader, no team leader, no platoon sergeant, no PL, no commander, first sergeant on your ass about like, hey, I need you to go make an appointment for this. I need you to go make an appointment for that. That becomes your priority. That becomes your issue. Nobody's going to call you after you leave the military. I haven't received a phone call from anybody. Well, no, I'm not going to say that, because your friends will reach out to you. Friends will ask you questions. Hey, when's the next time you're coming back around this way? Stuff like that. But when it comes to leadership and the actual army or the military branches themselves, they don't contact you. Once you filed out and you got that DD-214, man, you are non-existent to those people. You are no longer somebody that is useful to them. So that's something that people don't realize. As you becoming a veteran, that's what happens. You become a veteran. It's a designation, it's a title, but it's to fend for yourself. You do what you need to do for yourself. So that's something that people need to understand and don't comprehend the whole way, when it's just like, you're a veteran now. Fend for yourself, take care of yourself, and try to assist other veterans, which leads me into the content creation. So content creating as a veteran is, how can I put it? It was not easy. The lack of structure on the outside and not having like a rigid schedule sometimes gets to you. It doesn't allow you to create. You get mental blocks, whether it's dealing with mental health issues, dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, dealing with little bouts of episodes from PTSD. That all goes into content creation also. So it's difficult to get to people and talk to people on certain things, because it's like, it's hard for me to create. I'm trying to keep myself busy, but I'm in school. Then when I'm in school, if I'm not in school, I'm taking care of the kids, or I'm helping put the kids to sleep. So it's like, I'm recording this episode right now. It's like late at night. And that's why. Why? Because the house is quiet. My thoughts is quiet. It's quiet in the house. I can actually, you know, just sit down, make an episode, sit down and talk to people. And that's kind of content creation. So it's difficult also, because it's like you have a plan for stuff. You make a plan, you jot it down, you kind of write a script or kind of write things you want to talk about, have ideas to talk about. And then it's just like, you sit down and you don't want to do it no more. And it's just like that anxiety kicks in, like, damn, is this going to be good? Is this going to suck? Are people going to listen? Are people going to watch? Am I putting enough information in there? Am I not putting too much? Or did I put too little? Did I explain it correctly? And it helps when people comment on the stuff, because it's like they'll give you feedback. Not always do they give you feedback. Sometimes it's just like thumbs up, like, hey, like the video. Some people say thank you. Some people is like, thanks for this. You should try this and stuff like that. And it's just like, constructive criticism is great when it comes to content creating, because then you know where you can work on. Or sometimes you just make videos where you ask questions like, hey, what do I need to work on? Or what questions need answering by certain veterans? Most of it is, hey, how do I increase my documentation, or how do I get a higher rating for this? And then it's just like making content for information that's readily available is difficult, because it's like, there's so much information. There's so much information to create content off of that it's like, where do I begin? Where do I start? I'm trying to do the basics, but it's just like there's more information that may be a bit more developing to an individual than, hey, how do you do VA math? VA math is essential, but the thing is some people just look at it as like, hey, I got my ratings and my claims back, this is the percentage I got, that's what I'm stuck on, that's what I'm getting paid at, and then they just leave it at that. Some veterans don't even bother to actually look into the documentation. They just getting paid that, and they just leave it at that. It becomes a don't poke the bear kind of thing, or don't try to put fuel onto the fire kind of thing when it comes to VA claims. And it's just like, you have to explain that while trying to create content, that there's ways of going about the things you're doing to better yourself, and better the outcome that you may receive. The problem is that you have content creators that do things in a different way, which is no knock on them because they do what they do. But the thing is sometimes like the information that they're pushing out is more, I wouldn't say suggestive, but it just puts a thought process in veterans' heads that it shouldn't. Like, oh, you should do this because this might actually do it. And it's just like some of it explains, some of them will go deep down into creating a topic. Like, hey, do this claim and you might be able to get to 100%. And it's just like you give this mentality and this foundation for veterans to think, oh, damn, if I do this, I might just get 100% off the rip. 95% of the chance or time, those veterans don't get 100% off the rip just off of going off of those tutorials. And it's just like the information is there. Code of Federal Regulations, Title 38, Chapter 4. Gives you all that information, but people don't understand that and people don't want to read it, that they just want to, you know, get the information like it's going to be given to them. Or they end up spending thousands of dollars on a VA lawyer when they could have done the stuff themselves. And that's trying to educate and create content for people to understand, like, hey, you don't need to pay somebody for information that's readily available to you. All you got to do is actually do your research. Look at what you can claim. Like with the shorts, I'm doing a bunch of the shorts also. And those little shorts are just like informational guidelines for people to understand. Like, hey, look, this is this information. This is just a little tidbit. If you're interested, you can keep looking. If you're not, then I'm just giving you information that, hey, it might not benefit you, but it might benefit someone else. Those little tidbits is just like, hey, this is what this does. This is what that does. The reason I'm doing those informational content creation is because of the fact that most veterans don't know this information from the beginning. So it's kind of hard to give somebody an in-depth explanation on a situation or on a benefit or an entitlement. They never heard of it. They have no idea what it does. They don't know what they're looking at. They're just like, this is what? Oh, I can get this? Oh, my family can get a stipend for going to school? Really? It's like, yeah, there's a bunch of benefits that are out there. Some schools and some states are essential to people where it's like, hey, the state of Kansas, where I'm at, if you're a Medal of Honor recipient or a veteran, I think that's permanent and total, you can get your dependent can get up to 10 semesters of school waived, depending on the school. That's something that's very life-changing for people that don't understand. You know what it is to send a kid to school, have them be able to get a bachelor's degree and not have any school loans to take out or not have any bills to pay after that? That's a whole different echelon and different thought process when it comes to your kid, because now they don't have the same sentiment or the same thought process as you did or like I did when I had school loans to take out and I had bills. Even though as 100% permanent total, you get school loans removed. They get forgiven automatically. Most people don't understand that. Most people don't know that. Most people go about it and it's just like, and it's automatic too, because the thing is the VA will send information to the school, but you can also send documentation to them like, hey, letting them know, hey, I'm now permanent and total. Just wanted to give y'all the heads up. You can verify with the VA. And next thing you know, within a couple of months, boom, you get that letter showing, hey, this loan is now at zero. This one is at zero. This one is at zero. And that's changing there because that's saving you a ton of money. But to create content for that, you got to let people know like, hey, you got to get to 100% first. Or this is actually available. Certain states, hey, you get free tuition just because your parents was a veteran. That's changing. That's a lot of things, like especially with how school loans are now. Like school is pricey to go to. Some people say it's good. Some people say it's not. I'm getting my master's degree. Why? Because it's getting paid for. Why not take advantage of it? May enhance my education, enhance my ability to be an administrator, because it's for public administration. But that allows me to go and step ahead and get into realms where I wouldn't be able to without that degree. And I'm getting it for free. But that's also with content creation. That's me developing that, stating that, hey, this is a program that's available to you. Make a video of it. Is it easy? No. I have a ton of list of videos that I want to be making. And lately, I've only been making like one video a month. And that's because I have to get in that mentality to do it. And today, we were lucky enough to get me on the microphone. I sat down and said, you know what? I'm going to record. Almost didn't because I was trying to figure out the audio and it was just like, man, how am I going to do this? I had to switch the camera angle. Before it was more straightforward and then it was elevated and then it was lower and then I got to get the lights, make it all look nice and the color got to look better. And it's just like you start putting that together and you start realizing like this is a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. This isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. Lighting, camera, having the proper software to do it, editing it. Sometimes I don't even bother to edit. Most of the time, yeah, I just get a couple of cuts of basically just the beginning part. I put my little interlude of the first like thing I recorded when I first thought of processing and making a podcast, which was like a year before I actually got out the military. And I've been out now going on, I'm approaching 2 years of being out in November and, well, August, because that's what the DD-214 says. But it's just, you know, that information that goes into it, like developing this, developing that, having documentation for yourself, basically, is one thing. Not even let alone with claims and the VA, but like, The video on my shorts, that helicopter thing, that was actually me on a helicopter, on a adjacent helicopter, viewing a helicopter touching down. And that video I got, and that was one of for my personal videos that I took while I was in service. Now, most people don't know that, and I'm just mentioning that now. So now it's just something like, hey, if somebody sees one of those videos, it's like, hey, I was actually on that helicopter, and that was on a Big Island PTA in Hawaii. So that's stuff that is just like, I thought about it. It was just like, look, I already got this stuff. Might as well use it for content creation. Does it always work? No. Sometimes you got to edit it. And then, like I said, sometimes you're looking at something and you working on something. Oh, damn, this looks good. And then I've gotten to the point where I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. This don't look right. I don't like it. You try to be a perfectionist with stuff and it doesn't always seem to work that way when it comes to content creating. It's like, you have an idea. It was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to work on this. This is going to look good. And then it's just like, nah, this don't look good at all. This shit don't even sound right. Shit, this wasn't even the episode I was supposed to record. I recorded an episode a couple of weeks back. And then I was going to go sit down, start editing it, looking at it. And I turn it on and there's no video. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I went and I checked the vertical one because I did it so it's like a smaller version. So in case I want to do, you know, like shorts, or TikToks or reels or whatever the case may be. And then I look at it and it was just like, I got no audio, but I got the video on the other one. So the other one, there was no video, no audio, which was the main one. Which is basically like what you're seeing right now, had no video, no audio. And then I went to the smaller version, the short form version, and I had the video, but I had no audio. So there was no saving that. I literally recorded for maybe like an hour just talking about the episode was titled The Rotten Apple. I don't even know if I'm gonna make that episode again. And that's stuff that goes into like just like the anxiety of doing it, like, you should have seen how I was just trying to get this episode done, making sure OBS was good, making sure the microphone was on, shit. Because there's been times I've tried to record something, like I'm going to do a little montage or something or a little video, and come to find out the mic was muted the whole time. Well, what am I supposed to do? Or the camera wasn't like placed correctly, or the angle, the lighting, and all that stuff. And it's just like it's a learning curve for all this stuff. And people don't understand that. As a veteran, you can do it. It's not difficult to become a content creator as a veteran, because a lot of veterans have the opportunity and the availability and the experiences to just talk about the issues that they went through. Now, do I want to do that? Yes, I would love to do that, but I plan on doing that with guests. I'd rather talk with other people, have them give them their experiences, have them talk about what they went through and stuff like that, and that be content, because that's how these podcasts is going to be. It's going to be, you know, episodes here and there, me talking about certain things or viewing something, and it's just like, hey, deciding where I want to go and how I want to be a content creator and what do I want to create. Assisting veterans is one of the main things I want to do. That's one of the most important things I want to do. I want to be able to teach. I like to teach people stuff. I like to get people to 100% or get them a higher rating just by giving them information or having them think in a different way that they didn't think, you know, outside the box to obtain information that they have. But it's not that simple. It was like, you see a lot of shows and a lot of channels that'll just be like, hey, just start recording. And sometimes it is just start recording, work through it, make an episode, make this episode, keep on going, turn on the camera again next time, start recording some more. And it's just like, most stuff is gonna, it ain't gonna work, but it's not difficult to continue and trying. It's not difficult to try to keep on working on your craft, trying to get better, trying to understand how lighting works, how the aperture works, or the shutter speed works, or the ISO, or the exposure, or the white balance. And it's just like, man, I was just like, this is what photographers do? This is what people do all the time with videos like that? Making sure they got the right lighting, making sure it's like the right angle. You look at it. Like with this one, you can see that the lights have, they show up on my glasses because I'm wearing them. Sometimes I don't wear the glasses, sometimes I do. That goes, I'm not going to go and edit the whole podcast because of it, or the whole episode because of me having the glasses on, but it's something that, you know, goes into it. Software-wise, budget-wise, and it's just like a lot of veterans don't think a lot of it. Like, one mistake, so for me, is I believe I spent way too much money on this shit. I have a bunch of stuff. I have good, decent quality stuff. Did I need it? When you think about it, no. Because a lot of the stuff now is just being created at better quality for cheaper. Like microphones. Is it nice to have a Shure mic? Yeah, I do sound good in it. But there's other mics that you can get that if you tune them up correctly or use an equalizer, which is a whole nother lesson plan right there, you can make your audio better, you understand, and it'll sound better than the mic that you thought you had. The camera, depending on what you're using. If you're using a camera, some people just use their phones. They do TikToks, do Facebook Reels, do Instagram Lives and all that stuff. And they just do that over their phone. It's not anything out of the ordinary. It's just, you know, this is what they do. So it's being able to generate enough energy and thought process to realize like, hey, you can do a lot of creation. It's just depending on how you want to go about it and when you go about it. Get on there, turn on the microphone, turn on the camera, start recording. Most of the time, some people can't operate like that. Some people just need a defined line of, hey, this is the information I need. This is what I'm working with. This is what I want to say. This is what I want to do. And then you got to take that into account also, but it's different criteria to it. It's different things that work. Some do, some don't. Like this one, I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna turn off the lights, have a little glow in the back, and this is how the episode is gonna be. Is it gonna look great? Hope so. The audio should be good. Is it? We'll see. We'll have to edit it some or just fine tune it, see if we pick up any extra noises or whatever the case may be. But that's stuff that you're gonna put into the effects and into content creation, which a lot of people don't speak about. It's just like, there's a ton of veterans out here. Like, look, y'all can start a YouTube channel. Is it an easy grind? Hell no. This is a marathon right here. This is that 20-year career that you didn't do in the military. that's the best way you can put it. This is like one of those 20-year careers. Like, you might be an officer where, hey, it's every 2 years you get promoted. automatically with this is not even an automatic promotion. This is you getting better, looking at stuff, actually finding, trying to find mentors or trying to find something that interests people and answering people's questions in order to do that. And that's why I said with being a veteran, knowing about veteran stuff, educating veterans, that gives me the ability to try to create stuff when it comes to that within my channel. The podcast is, hey, we're going to have information with people that I worked with, people I didn't work with. Shit, I'm trying to get a Vietnam vet to do it, and he just told me I ain't got nothing to tell these people. And I was just like, man, just the experience and a couple of stories you told me, that would enlighten and brighten up people's days and give them an insight to Vietnam or life after Vietnam or being in the Marines, then joining the Army, or just serving in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. Like, having those conversations with all these people and all these different facets of life, different experiences in life, that's content creation. That's content that most of the time you may find, but you don't find all the time. So it's, hey, let's give these people stories and information that they might use and might be able to see and they might enjoy, they might relate to, they might get something out of it. Most of the time it's just, hey, let's teach somebody something so that way they're better off. And then, hey, you can teach somebody else, like the little hashtag, Just Cruise Teaches. So all I'm trying to do, just give little bits of knowledge and like, hey, if it's important to you and you really need it, you're going to look into it further. Same thing, VA claims, content creation. You got to do both. You got to look into it. You got to observe what you can, learn from those that do it right, and learn from those that do it wrong. Same thing I did while in the military. I learned from those NCOs I had and should follow and learn. And then I learned what not to do from those other NCOs. That makes you better fine-tuned and makes you better understand what goes on when it comes to content creation and when it comes to being a veteran and filing VA claims or just getting entitlements and using your benefits. There's different criteria for everything, but when it comes to doing this as... would I love to do this as full time? Yeah, I'd love to have a talk show and just talk with people the whole time just about different instances, what they think about this, what do they think about, you know, for Cavazos or for Hood now allowing people to actually wear the boonie cap, which was issued to everybody, but nobody got to wear it, or it was in rare occasions where you could wear it. So it's like, having those conversations with people and making them understand and see like, hey, there's different things that people see. There's different things I've spoken about while just these episodes I've spoken about. Most of it hasn't been the greatest stuff. And I do apologize for that because, you know, sometimes the military does things that, you know, changes your mentality, changes your thought process, changes the way you want to be afterwards or how you want to create stuff after you've exited the military. And a lot of people, it just affects them in different ways. Like I said, you deal with mental health issues, which people need to take care of themselves for that. You deal with body issues, ailments, hurting, taking medication, always going to see a doctor for this, doctor for that. Your microphone ain't turning on. Your camera just don't want to function. The lens you got is dirty and had a smudge on it the whole time. The lighting you thought was going light turned off, your microphone just stopped working halfway through, or your computer froze. You know, there's so many things that it's just like, you know what, but you just got to keep on doing it. Keep on keeping on. Keep on sprinting. That's the best way, but you got to keep sprinting. Don't worry about all the other stuff that's going to happen. There's going to be stuff where there's issues with your claim, your equipment, you. But you just got to keep on going. Keep on striving to be a better veteran and assist other veterans. And keep on trying to create content and better the environment and the neighborhood and the community that you may build by telling people like, hey, you're able to do this. You're able to create. Is it easy? Fuck no. It's not easy to be a content creator. You got to go through a lot of steps. You got to do a lot of learning. You got to do a lot of self-reflection. Understand what you want to do and how you want to move forward, and understand that sometimes the budget doesn't really there. If you got the motivation, you'll find a way to do these things. You'll find a way to create with what you have or make something out of nothing. Like, hey, just get on your phone and go live. Some people are going to tune in. You continue to get people to tune in, keep on talking and stuff like that. That's how you end up getting somewhere, and that's how you develop something. So that's something that people need to realize when it comes to just being a veteran and being a veteran content creator is it's just like, keep doing what you're doing. Same way you kept going through in the military. Like, hey, everybody knows, like, all, every military person knows that, hey, we know how to take a L and keep it moving. Sometimes you got to take that L when it comes to your claim, and sometimes when it comes to the content creation. But what do? Keep on moving. Keep on sprinting. Keep on working on it. It'll get better. You'll develop better techniques. You'll develop better knowledge of how to assist yourself and others. That's why I think the biggest thing with content creation is we got to be able to do that to have people learn from each other and learn from yourself. But, you know, it's a process. So we'll continue to make these episodes. These episodes will probably be far and in between, or hey, if I sit down and I just have a thought that I need to get out to people, we'll just try to sit down and do it. I'm trying to get better at this, trying to be more consistent with it, which consistency is key. But, you know, it takes time. It takes time to develop that rhythm for you to be able to do what you want to do and understand that it's like, hey, this isn't easy, but it's not hard either. It's just depending on how you want to go about doing things. So we'll end this episode on that note. I appreciate y'all. Keep working. Keep sprinting. Keep loving each other. Keep taking care of each other. Just Cruise out. Peace.